This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea said Monday that it will restore severed inter-Korean hotlines starting on Monday, but urged South Korea to step up its efforts to improve relations. That's according to state media KCNA. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines, which the North Korea cut off in early August in protest against joint South Korea-U.S. military exercises just days after reopening them for the first time. The official KCNA agency said the lines will be reconnected on Monday at 9 a.m., but called for Seoul to fulfill its task to recover strained cross-border ties without elaborating. Kim urged South Korea to abandon its double standards and delusion over the North's self-defensive military activities while developing its own weapons. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaire celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. The findings are based on a review of nearly 12 million International Consortium of Investigative Journalists is dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and corrupt. And they all used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.